The replay can be seen on YouTube of the Canisius timing game. It led to the removal of Canisius linebacker James Thomas. He made a face mask tackle, but initially a referee claimed Thomas threw a punch at the quarterback.
I'm really devastated. I'm devastated more so for James, because of him. Just watching his face and just watching his spirit be broken, it's killing me.
Tamara Lewis is his mother.
In that moment when he was ejected off the field, and just to see him stand there by himself, and then just to watch it play back on Time Warner, and the commentators are talking about him being alone, it hurt me, it hurt my husband, it's killing James.
Canisius High School did appeal but was denied. Lewis says even the opposing coach from Tymon was very supportive to her son.
Documentation in support of my son, saying that he did not throw a punch and attest to the content of his character. But Canisius has been amazingly supportive.
Executive Director of the Monsignor Martin Association, Brian Kazuski, tells WBFO News the penalty stands, there will be no appeal. The state rule means Thomas cannot be reinstated for Sunday's championship game in New York City. But his mom remains hopeful.
That's my baby. I'm going to go down all the way till Sunday at game time and stand there and cheer him on and just hope that I can see him walk on a field.
For now, the Thomases have retained a lawyer. They fear that this would affect their son's chance of getting a scholarship for college.
There were scouts there at that game that called for the review, and there were going to be scouts at the game this Sunday as well.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.